Case number 9667, Taylor Dickerson Jr. and Joyce Seville, east of Route 1, 50 feet north of State Line Road, being lot 18, section AA, within LP Fawcett Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement and a variance for additional wall signs.
Taylor M. Dickerson Jr., 38127 Dickerson Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Ernest Emerson, 221 Wicomico Street, Ocean City, Maryland, 21842.
For testimony, Dr. Keith, if you're correct, Mr. Holland.
Yes.
Evening, gentlemen. We're here hoping to see about a variance of 10 feet for a sign that was permitted to the property, and we moved it over some for safety reasons and didn't know at the time that we couldn't move it over without already seeing someone about it. But we're here to see about a variance for it, and I'm going to let Mr. Emerson, he's the proprietor of the business there, speak with you about this.
Yes, I have some pictures here if you want
to. Yeah, we give them to the secretary.
Pass them around. Yes, it was a legally permitted sign that's been there for about 7 years. And what happened is the neighbors there, you'll see in the pictures, that they put a big high fence on each side of me. And for my customers to get out on Coastal Highway, they would have to back out onto Coastal Highway, which was really a dangerous situation because the sign was in the middle of the property. So we moved the sign over about 10 feet. It's still 5 foot off the property line. And so the customers could back around so they could pull out on Coastal Highway because it, you know, I was afraid of somebody getting hurt or serious accidents right there at the red light. So they didn't have to back on Coastal Highway.
I'm not sure or not clear how the neighbor's fence, how that affected things. Could you explain that again?
Could you say that one more time?
You mentioned something about a neighbor putting up a fence. How did that affect you and the need to move your sign?
Well, there was a big apron there when it used to be Pep Up gas station next to me. And when they put the sign up, they cut that apron right off that goes on to Coastal Highways. So they just had one area to go out there.
And when they put the fence up?
Right. And okay. You'll see in those pictures, I took quite a few of them.
You're all kind of utilizing the same property, getting in and out.
And when they put that fence up, then my customers would have to back right out into Coastal Highway. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of really a dangerous situation there.
Okay.
So we wanted to move the sign over.
So you moved the sign to allow people to turn around.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, and the neighbor's fence is in county property, isn't it?
Pardon?
Neighbor's fence, that's county zone, or yes. Jurisdiction?
Yes.
That fence been checked out as far as height?
I think it's about 8 foot high.
I had the inspector look at it.
Okay. Thank you.
That's another thing I was asked, and I didn't know whether that was allowed that close to Coastal Highway where somebody's got to get in and out.
I believe it's allowed to be to the property line. However, there's a height restrictions. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's only allowed 42 inches high. The first 40 feet from the front property line. And then a maximum of 7 feet.
Three and a half front property line, max 7, 5 rear.
Right.
But first, you need to get that determined which one's the front.
So, they may need a variance as well.
Does all their signs have permits and things that they need on there, right?
On the building, don't?
On the building itself. They're in on that.
How long have the signs been on the building?
About 7 years.
Hopefully, you know now that you're allowed one sign for any building and variance is required for any additional signs.
Well, I'm in the process of buying the property from Mr. Dickerson, and I'd like to tear the whole thing down, build a new building there.
Says here on the application, the inspector's remarks that this, wall signs at this location have been there for 23 years.
Yeah, that's the other sign that's there, the large sign that's there.
Oh, that's the large sign that
yeah.
was moved?
Okay. Yes.
But not the ones on the wall?
Not the one that we moved over, no. One that we moved had been there about 7 years.
Okay. But the ones on the building?
No. He says the ones on the building have been there for 7 years.
Oh, 7 years.
7 years on the building.
The ones on the building.
Right.
I take it no permits were gotten for any signs.
Says under the zoning inspector's remarks that they've been there for 23 years.
Not sure how much.
All
right.
Did you get a copy of these pictures?
No,
yeah.
We got them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any further questions from members of the board? Okay.
No, sir.
Mr. Martin?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mann?
Nope.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? One, two, three. Okay.
I have three letters.
You got three letters in opposition and three.
There's four hands.
Four hands. Those that would like to speak that is in opposition, would you please come forward and be sworn in? Sit right down up there in front. Again, anybody that would like to speak that's in opposition, please come forward again.
My name is Clinton Bunning. I live at 1 Fenwick Avenue, house number 4.
My name is Steve Smith. I live at 710 Apple Court, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear testimony about to give, true and correct question all?
Yeah, I do.
Gentlemen, my name is Clinton Bunning, and I own the properties pretty much surrounding this property. I own the commercial property that used to be the PEPA under a corporation called Fenwick Gateway LLC. I own the housing development behind this property called Fenwick Avenue LLC, and I live in one of the houses directly behind this property. I'm here in opposition because I think it's important for people to follow the law and follow the regulations, for one thing, and secondly, the safety of the property. The signs, I have some pictures here, and I believe you already have some pictures, but I have some pictures here I'd like you to take a look at while I'm talking, if I could. I have several questions, including I don't understand how a property that's 50 foot by 90 foot can have so much signage on it, quite honestly. There's a very, very large sign over top of the building there. There's a building that, in essence, is signage. It's signage on nearly every side of the building. You have the sign that you're specifically talking about that doesn't meet code as I understand it, or at least as I read the code, and has been moved. And you'll see in these pictures, there's been a curb cut that is not your responsibility, but is DelDOT's responsibility, that's been illegally cut as well. I stand up here in front of you asking and not understanding the contempt that these people have for the rules and regulations by doing these measures here. They did these acts not during regular working hours. They tried to do them when they would not be called. I did put the fence up. It's my understanding the fence is legal. If it is not legal, I will surely bring it into legality. I am making my property, the Pep-Up property, much safer in that it had three ingress egresses off of Route 1 there. We've applied for our permits, obtained all our permits from DLDOT, from the Conservation District, from Sussex County Building Code to build a building. We're currently under construction there, and we're going to have one right turn in off of Route 1. We're eliminating the egress on that one, and there's also one down closer to the light that we're completely eliminating. So we're having one right turn in and one right turn in and right turn out off of Fenwick, off of Route 54, which has now been renamed. So I stand in front of you just asking for the property to be put to code as it is today, to legally follow the rules and regulations that I followed. Thank you.
Sir, can I ask you a question? The other gentleman just saying he's planning on buying the property next to him, but you own both the properties?
I own the property next to him and the property behind.
On the other side he was talking about buying then?
If you're looking, in essence, if you're looking, my property is in the southeast corner of Route 1 and 54. His property is adjacent to mine going towards Ocean City.
I believe he said he was in the process of purchasing the property in question.
Correct.
Yeah, not the adjacent property.
Oh, did one of you own that?
The one gentleman's buying it from the other gentleman, I believe.
Okay.
Mr. Bunning, you say that you put the fence up?
Yes, sir.
Did you get a permit to do that?
I believe so, yes, sir. And we had Arcadia Fencing do it, who puts up numerous fences throughout the county.
Okay. Mr. Bunning, have you been in here for variances on your development there?
Yes, sir. We read the code wrong. Actually, NV Homes, who's the builder or my builder on there, read the code wrong. We had the roofs too high. Three of the roofs were too high by between 12 inches and a couple feet. We asked for a variance. We did not receive the variance, and we brought the roofs into compliance and obtained our CO, which was the right thing to do. We made a mistake. We did not do it purposely, and we fixed it.
This board hasn't granted variances for you in the past?
Has this board granted a variance for me in the past? Yes, this board did grant a variance for me in the past on the property adjacent to the property in question that is on the corner of Fenwick Avenue and Route 1. It got a variance for side, front, and maybe even rear yard setbacks. It's a very unique property. I think if you look at the tax map, it's a very unique property. And it is not a part of my development. It was a out parcel of the parcel that I purchased.
And those variances were granted before or after you built?
Long before, yeah. The property that I purchased that we're speaking of was a miniature golf course and zone C1, and I have taken it into residential use, reducing the traffic to that area.
Any further questions for Mr. Bunning?
So, I do have another question. Your biggest point of opposition is what, all the signs, this one particular sign?
My biggest point of opposition is following the rules and regulations like I was made to follow. If they can put as much signage within the code and regulations as they wish there. I just want people to to follow the same rules and regulations. That's all I am. There are some concerns of safety, but I don't personally believe they're that great.
Good evening, gentlemen. Steve Smith. I am currently the owner of Summerhill Developments, Inc., which is the company that owns the residential home directly south of this property, which I think if you've got pictures, I haven't seen the pictures, but I'm assuming that structure's, it's a tannish brown colored structure. And so I, again, am immediately adjacent to the property in question, requesting the variance. And my biggest concern and objection to the approval of the variance is the fact that the sign has been moved, I heard within 5 feet. I didn't actually go out and measure it, but it looks closer, but if it's within 5 feet, it's close. And just recently there was a pretty intense storm there, and a big section of the sign itself came off. The sign appears to be pretty old. It's made of plywood and has a lot of things, you know, shiny things hanging on it. It's quite a unique billboard. Appears to be pretty old. And as I stated, a big section of that sign was I assume blown off during the storm, because and as of a week or two ago, it hadn't been repaired. So I do have safety concerns now that the sign has been moved so close to my property. The billboard in its original place, you know, was much further back, and it didn't seem to be create any big of, that big of an issue. So I also have the same concerns that Mr. Bunning has stated, and obviously I won't go back and reiterate that because you've heard.
Okay, so, any questions from members of the board?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Yes. Don't a question.
Don't.
What's he allowed really on signs on that building? How many is he allowed on that building?
One.
He's allowed one ground sign. Would he be able to meet the because of the size of property, would he be able to meet the setback requirements if he had a ground sign?
He doesn't meet. He has a variance asked for the ground sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's asking for one here.
I'm sorry?
He's asking for a variance now, but he doesn't meet it.
Right, but yeah, the only way he would be able to meet the setback requirements for ground signs is to put it in the middle of the parking lot.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically where it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure that anybody really addressed the multiple signs, did they?
That's the wrong question.
That's Ray's question.
Okay. Yeah, I just asked on, but I mean, so they should come off. He only had one sign on the building, right?
It looks like, yeah. There's only
so all these other signs need to be come off.
Numerous yes. Violations in terms of the number of signs. Most of the testimony's been as just to that one ground sign.
Yeah.
But there's also a violation for the number of signs.
I'd like if he could come back up. I'll ask him to see if he takes his signs off.
These are all signed, right?
And if the questions come up regarding this the multiple signs you have on your building, how many signs do you have on the building?
I don't know how many's on there. They can all be taken off because you can't see any of them anywhere now with a fence.
I'll remove the building painted
them.
One color again. I mean, it says
I'll remove
Jumbo
all them signs. I got no problem with that.
Okay, take them all down.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
None of them can be seen anyway with the fence now.
All right.
Yeah. Up top, everything around it. Taking all the signs down. You only have one sign, right? No, not on the building.
You only have one sign on there then.
One sign on the building?
Yep.
Okay.
And what about the on the ground sign?
Down
board. What about the square footage of that sign? Does it meet the requirement?
Yes. It should. It's been permitted. And
it's permitted. It's I think it's 150 square feet on each side or lower.
It's less than 150.
Okay. Yeah. Further question? And the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. We take case number 9,667 under advisement.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Worthen. We take case number 9,667 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, the motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like or call the office first thing in the morning. Okay? Next case, please.
Case number 96,